Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Here we go, Hour 3, G-Bag Nation 105 through the fan. We are still standing by for an update on Dak Prescott here on your home of the Cowboys there with the hamstring injury. Brian, what's the latest as far as a timeline on when this news could come out?
Yeah, it's I'm still working on some things. I kind of reached out to a couple other people that I know that are working on it too. So hopefully here, like I said, by the end of our show, I'm not saying maybe 7 o'clock, but maybe in the next hour or so,
okay,
this thing we might have a more clarification of really what happened.
It is a back to work Wednesday, and we have a number of Cowboys storylines to update, but of course none bigger than Dak Prescott. If he misses a couple of games, I think you have one win a projection. And if he misses the rest of the games, then I think even going winless the rest of the season is, you know, a legitimate prediction. But we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. It is also a Mavs game night as Bobby Corella, All City Dallas, joining you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good. I'm watching the Mavs struggle through their own wave of injuries. So what the heck is going on, guys?
Yeah. Well, what do you have for us the latest with those? It's a trio of them, right, to be watching?
Yeah, so P.J. Washington, kind of another surprise appearance on the injury list for tonight's game against the Bulls. Derek Lively was a really late scratch the other night, and I don't really think anyone saw that coming either. And so, you know, that's your best center and really kind of your only active power forward. Maxi Kleb has also been out all season, and Dante Exum's been out. So, you know, we spent all offseason thinking, man, the Mavs are really deep like that. It's so much talent to their starting lineup and Klay Thompson, and then you get, you know, this wave of defenders coming in off the bench to help you up the intensity on that end of the floor too. And, you know, all of a sudden a week and a half in the season, we're kind of looking around like what happened to all the depth. So, you know, the next couple of weeks are really tough stretch of schedule, and hopefully these injuries don't linger until then. But if it does, I mean, their work is going to be cut out for them.
Now, speaking of that, tonight's game, in light of these injuries, I saw the point spread still heavily favors Dallas. Do you expect victory tonight, even though these injuries are starting to weigh them down?
I mean, the Bulls aren't a very good team. You know, they've gotten off to, I think, a better start than some people expect. And I guess from the Mavs' vantage point, the one kind of saving grace is the Bulls' strength lies in their backcourt. Guys like Coby White, you know, they just traded for Josh Giddey. But, you know, they have a lot of guards. They don't have necessarily a lot of effective size in the way that, say, Houston did, whenever Houston was just able to pulverize the Mavs on the offensive glass. And so tonight, if you're down Washington, if you're down Lively, it's two of your best defenders, two of your most athletic players. It shouldn't, in theory, hurt you as much as it did against the Rockets and, you know, missing Lively against the Pacers. But, you know, we'll see. Games are played on the floor. And, you know, unfortunately for the Mavs, defensive intensity has been a big source of concern in each of their three losses so far. And they're missing two of their best defenders tonight. So, you know, other people are going to have to pick up the slack.
What have been the early returns with the Klay Thompson defense and specifically when he's there with Luka and Kyrie together?
I've been impressed with Klay's individual effort on defense. You know, I was expecting, he kind of heard horror stories from Warriors fans about his effect on that side of the floor last year, but, you know, he's been pretty good. He's been diving on the floor. He's caused some turnovers. He's held his own whenever he's been switched off onto bigger players, and that's happened a lot. You know, the Mavs are switching more on defense this year than they did last year. which I like to see personally, but that's only good if, you know, your stars can hold their own when they switch. And Clay has, you know, Kyrie's been a little hit or miss. Luka has been a little more hit or miss than Kyrie has in that respect. But, you know, Clay has held his own, and that's really important because, you know, again, even if PJ Washington is healthy, which he is not right now, he will not be available, but even if he is, the Mavs only have three or four guys in their rotation that are taller than 6'5", you know, and so they need these big-bodied wings to be able to defend these bigger twos, the threes, the fours in the league, you know, that you could kind of count on Derrick Jones to defend last season. Clay is now picking up a lot of those assignments, at least early in games, and he has been pretty good there. You know, if anything, I would say the bigger adjustment for Clay has been on the offensive end. When he's playing with Luka, he's not getting as many shots maybe as Mavs fans might have expected. He's getting plenty of shots when he's out there with Kyrie, you know, when it's just them two. But when it's the big three out there, you know, you can still kind of see everybody feeling each other out. You know, where does he like the ball? How can they get him involved? And I think a lot of that will resolve itself in time as they get more used to playing each other. And also, you know, hopefully as Luka kind of busts out of his slump and everything comes easier for him.
Yeah, what do you make of the Luka slump right now? Any concern level whatsoever? Is this just rust coming with little training camp? Or what do you think it is?
Well, I hope it's just rust. I mean, I know I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. You know, we're not used to seeing this. You know, and his three-point shot has come back the last few games. You know, the first four or five games of the year, he was really bad from beyond the arc, you know, below 30%. And that's not what we're used to seeing from him. You know, normally he's like closer to 38, 39%. Last couple games, he shot it pretty well. But the one area that is really kind of still lagging behind what we're used to seeing from him is these shots around the rim. Mm-hmm. You know, not necessarily layups, but these little floaters, the runners. He's so good at turning those little bumps into and ones. But, you know, one play that really kind of sticks out in my memory from the Pacers game the other night is he's able to beat his man, get to the basket, draw contact right around the rim, and he just misses like a 3 or 4 foot banker. And instead of it becoming an and one, he goes to the free throw line and misses both free throws.
Yeah.
And so a layup turned into an over trip down the floor. And that's just really demoralizing and deflating. And, you know, normally he's 50, 60% on those shots. This year, he's sub 40% on those shots. And, you know, that will eventually correct itself. But until it does, you know, he's missing out on, you know, 2 or 4, or sometimes even 6 points per game. And that can really hurt you in as many close games as they've had so far.
Bobby Corella with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You know, sticking with the offense, and Luka probably has a little bit to do with this, but you look at their offensive category numbers, they're like middle of the road across the NBA. And I know Jason Kidd's brought up the ball movement. What do you think about that? And then just overall the offensive struggles outside of Luka?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of tough, right? Because we expected, you know, J. Kidd was talking about trying to implement some triangle principles, and the Mavs have a little bit, you know, and they're moving the ball. They've had a few good possessions of ball movement, but it's really hard to separate, you know, in my mind at least, how much of what's going on is everyone trying to get used to each other and how much is just Luka trying to shoot himself out of a slump. You know, sometimes whenever, especially your superstars are going through funks like he is, you know, they're just going to try and shoot themselves out of it, you know, and so sometimes that means maybe playing a little selfish or maybe calling your own number a little bit. And I'm not alleging that Luka is like a selfish guy or anything. He had 15 assists the other night against Indiana. Like, he's still passing the ball plenty, but, you know, I think once he starts shooting well, you know, he's going to feel better. He's going to be playing better. And then also that's going to demand more attention from the defense, you know, and opponents this season are double teaming and blitzing Luka in the pick and roll way less than they did last year. Last year, he was blitzed more times in the pick and roll than the second and third most blitzed players combined. This year, he's being blitzed like once or twice a game in the pick and roll. So, you know, the Mavs are not playing as much 4-on-3. And obviously in those situations, there's going to be a lot more ball movement. You know, teams are just switching. They're playing 1-on-1. They're daring Luka and Kyrie to be scorers. And when that's the case, there's really no advantage to be had by passing the ball. You kind of have to beat your man off the dribble, and that can take some time. And then you're late in the shot clock to where passing becomes dangerous. So, you know, I think as Luka heats up, he'll feel better. Defenses will have to adjust, and I think you'll see a little more ball movement.
Bobby, what do you think about the availability aspect of Derek Lively's career so far? Is there any injury concern long-term in there for you?
Yeah, he missed, what, something like 30 games last year. Now, granted, some of them were on freak injuries. I think one time You know, he was rolling to the basket. Luka hit him with a no-look pass, and some blazer, like, undercut him, and he missed five or six games. There was another time he was hanging on the rim in L.A. or dunked, and kind of someone undercut him, and he fell on his back weird. And
want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You know, so in some respects, you know, he's just been a little bit unlucky, you know, but it is a bummer. Obviously, I mean, he has been, in my opinion, maybe their best or most effective player so far this season. And so, you know, they need to keep him on the floor. And, you know, Mavs fans are clamoring for him to start or play more minutes or whatever the case is. But, you know, what you don't want to do, kind of the same way we see with Maxi Kleba, is, you know, if a guy is, for whatever reason, you know, just unlucky enough to keep getting injured, then you don't want to necessarily give him 35 minutes a game because you're going to expose him to a lot more risk. So, you know, if minutes management is going to have to be a thing for him to you know, to get him through the regular season, at least until – you know, with age, he can kind of fill out his frame a little more, add some more beef to his body and, you know, be able to withstand some of that punishment a little better, then, you know, that might have to be the case. But hopefully it isn't. You know, hopefully when he comes back from this, he can give him 70 straight games and, you know, we don't have to worry about it at all. But in the meantime, yeah, I mean, you know, the most important ability is availability. And, you know, I know it's of the utmost importance for them to be able to keep him on the floor.
I think his local comp right now might be the Jungle Cat, Josh Young. We're like, is he injury prone? Is he just unlucky? He's so important to the team. Please, God, stay healthy, dude. We need you big time. Najee Marshall over Derrick Jones Jr., that's feeling like an upgrade.
Offensively, you know, in terms of dynamic skill, absolutely. You know, he is a really, really good ball handler, good playmaker. He's had probably their two coolest lob passes of the season, and that's saying a lot on a team that where Luka runs point guard. You know, that mid-court alley-oop the other night against Orlando was just amazing. And then in the last game against Indiana, he comes out, he goes 8 for 9, hits 2 threes. You know, and I'm assuming he's going to get a lot of playing time tonight without Washington in there. But, yeah, he's been really good, man. He's been really good. When Luka or Kyrie's out of the game, you know, we saw it last season, even as they went to the finals, you know, sometimes this team hurts for little playmaking. So to be able to have another 6'6", 6'7", 6'8 guy with a little beef, a little size, a little strength, some sturdiness going downhill, and, you know, the court vision and creativity to make some pretty cool passes, you know, that keeps the offense humming, you know. And I was a little worried about his fit playing alongside both Luka and Kyrie. You know, I thought that he would maybe be best with only one of them so that he could assume more playmaking duties and not be relegated to just kind of a spot-up shooter playing off those guys. But he was fantastic in that game against Indy. I mean, he played a lot of minutes down the stretch playing alongside Luka and Kyrie and was able to make defensive plays and turn them into offense. So, yeah, give me more minutes for the Knife, man.
Hey, Bobby, you know, you live with that team and you know all about it. Let me ask you this, though. When your experience, how long does it take, like, a new player to usually get acclimated? Like, you know, in Clay's situation, is there kind of a rule in basketball that, you know, hey, it's 15 games, 10 games? What is there? Is there something that basketball people always kind of look at, a number?
I think every situation is so unique. You know, like if a guy's bounced around a little bit, he's probably a little more used to change. But Clay's been with one team his entire career. You know, spent his entire career playing with Steph Curry. Now, granted, they played a different style under Mark Jackson than they did under Steve Kerr. But yeah. Clay's basically been playing improv basketball for 10 straight years with a lot of movement, a lot of freewheeling, a lot of creativity, a lot of sprinting off screens, you know, and then to come to Dallas where everything is a little more regimented, you know, maybe a little more stagnant. I'm not saying the Mavs are stagnant. They're actually moving a lot more than they did last year, but, you know, certainly more stagnant than he was in Golden State. You know, it is kind of an adjustment, you know, but they've installed some plays for him. I thought they ran a nice little out of bounds play for him the other day against Indy. And, they have been looking for him in transition when he's on the move, and he can just fly into those threes. And he's been pretty good there, too. So, you know, I would say for him and for most guys, a month and a half.
Sure.
But also, you know, one thing that Tim Cato, who's on the show with me over at DLLS, one thing he mentioned is Clay historically, you know, through the month of November, has the lowest splits of any month in his career. Like, he heats up as the season goes on, kind of like Reggie Bullock did for Mavs fans that remember him. So, right. You know, maybe for Clay, it just takes a month no matter what. But, you know, I would fully expect him to get a little more comfortable. But again, it's not just on him to adjust. I think it's on Luka and Kyrie to, you know, make it a point to find him early in games to see what he's got. Because, I mean, dude, if that guy comes out and hits two or three threes in the first quarter, the defense is going to do some really freaky stuff. And that is going to make life a lot easier on Luka and Kyrie.
How about Quentin Grimes and him trying to get implemented and figure things out? I mean, offensively, I understand that could take some time for him. But defensively, I was really hoping he would just be a pest.
Me too. I was really surprised, honestly, that he didn't get more minutes in that Pacers game. You know, the Mavs went small for virtually the entire second half. I mean, I think they played PJ or Najee at center for like 20 out of those 24 minutes. And Grimes got maybe 1 or 2 minutes in the second half. It was a lot of three-guard lineup, a lot of Spencer Dinwiddie in there. You know, we've seen Jaden Hardy kind of enter and exit the rotation a couple different times this season. But Dinwiddie is getting those minutes right now. And, you know, I think that Grimes is a much better defender than Dinwiddie. You know, he's obviously not the playmaker or ball handler that Dinwiddie is. But in those lineups, if you have Luka and Kyrie and Najee Marshall, I don't really think you need another ball handler. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you need better on-ball defense, more tenacious perimeter defense. You know, we saw the Pacers in the second half kind of just ruthlessly targeting Luka, Kyrie, and Dinwiddie, mm-hmm. You know, taking turns just getting layups. They had 76 points in the paint in that game because the Mavs had no rim protection behind those guys, and they were all just getting beat one-on-one, you know, for the entire second half. The Pacers had 28 points in the paint in the fourth quarter in that game. I mean, it was really, really frustrating. So, you know, I would like to see him get more minutes, if nothing else, just for his defense. You know, offensively, he is much more of just kind of a spot-up corner shooter than Clay is, you know, and so I think it's a lot easier to just throw him out there. He doesn't have to be necessarily as familiar with play calls or concepts as Clay is. You know, I want to see more minutes from him, and hopefully that'll come, especially in light of all these injuries right now.
Bobby, they have so many good players. I know we got to go, but, I mean, this rotation could literally be everybody that's active. You know, so roster construction-wise, do you think this shapes up as a Stan Pat year where, you know, 40 games in, we're going to say no trades? Or do you think that, like, some consolidation 2-for-1, 3-for-1, if you could get the right player, is going to be a priority as we head towards 2025?
Honestly, I think with as guard-heavy as they are, they're hoping that one of their guards pops enough to where they can maybe swap for a wing. I mean, I personally think this team needs more perimeter size. You know, I've said it on this station for like 5 years. You can never have enough wings. You know, give me a 6'8 guy that can switch and guard multiple positions. And, you know, when this team is healthy, they have 3 or 4 of them, but a bunch of them are out right now. You know, PJ, Maxey, Derek Lively, they're all out. And so this team is very, very guard heavy right now. And that is a problem. You know, you can survive that for 2 games or a week or something, but if this is going to be extended absences, and in Maxey and unfortunately Lively's case, you know, those absences usually are extended, then all of a sudden you do have a real problem on your hands. And so, you know, they don't have necessarily the most tradable contracts in the world, and they don't have the most picks in the world either. So it is going to be pretty tough to make a deal, but you know, I think with some of the expirings that they have and some of the guys on some low numbers that they have, there is a trade to be made. You know, if another team that's maybe too wing heavy needs a guard, all of a sudden you can be dance partners. But, you know, the real problem for the Mavs is that every other team in the West seemingly is struggling with injuries and slow starts too. So, you know, I don't think anybody's just going to make a decision to tank or, you know, reshuffle the deck chairs or whatever until at least, you know, December, January, and then as we get into the deadline season.
Bobby Carella, All City Dallas, thank you so much, man. Awesome work.
Thank you, guys.
Salute. Must follow there for Mavs fans everywhere. And we'll have more Mavericks discussion coming up a little bit later on in the show. It is a Mavs game night. Well, Chuck, what do we have next?
Well, speaking of a Mavs game night, it's also Nacho Day, baby. Oh. National Nacho Day. Who doesn't love nachos? Top 10 best nacho spots in Dallas. Where's your go-to spot? That's next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.